This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett has struck a deal with Senator Mike Lee of Utah to drop his opposition to a bill that will turn the Amache World War II internment camp into federal land. Lee was the only senator who objected the proposal. That prompted a debate on the Senate floor with Bennett, who co-sponsored the bill.
This bill wasn't controversial in Colorado, and it wasn't controversial in the House.
The move has unanimous support from Colorado's congressional delegation and passed moments ago in the Senate. Colorado's Secretary of State has issued a new temporary rules aimed at securing voting equipment. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold added more restrictions that limit who was allowed to access secure voting equipment. She also issued changes to how counties can go about backing up election information. The new restrictions come after two county clerks in Elbert and Mesa counties took actions that potentially breached security protocols, triggering separate investigations. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
That Mesa County clerk accused of an election security breach has announced she will run for Secretary of State, the post that oversees Colorado's elections. A judge prohibited Tina Peters from overseeing Mesa County elections last year after she allegedly acted on conspiracy theories in the 2020 race. Peters will take on Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, who is leading the case against her. Peters will have to make it through a primary against three other Republicans first. You're listening to CPR News.